Guys, another round of applause for Mary. We're going to keep this show moving right along. Now, Peter Warren, this next guy from the stage, he's new to the scene, but I'm excited to see him. Help me welcome Wayne Jones to the stage. Woo!
Thanks everyone for coming out. I'm fat, but I'm not rich, I can tell you that. It takes me more slow to get sort of get to the aisles, but that has nothing to do with being rich. So, big news today, ostriches. I don't know if people heard about the ostrich news in Canada. The case was basically that there's a guy in BC who had a bunch of ostriches that he's raising, I guess for meat. And a bunch of them had avian flu. He had to kill them off, and the government wants him to kill the rest of them because they think the disease might have persisted. But too bad, he can't, because the Supreme Court came out and ruled on it today. So I did a little research. Ostriches are very productive. An ostrich, a female ostrich, can have 12 eggs every second day. So what I worry about the ones that are left there is that one of the diseased males fucked one of the females before he went and got killed. And so the place is going to be overrun with diseased ostriches if it doesn't get under control. And I'd like to see some of the ostriches go out sort of soprano style, like the mafia. They come late at night, they take them out, like the character Big Pussy went out on the Sopranos. They come late at night, they take them out in a boat, four guys. When the boat comes back, just humans on it, that's all. So the next day, all the other ostriches are going, where's Eric the ostrich? Just missing, right? We all know where he is. He's asleep with the fishes. So we have a new premier, too, here. Tony Wakeham, that was election a couple weeks ago. He kind of looks a little like if you took an ostrich, you gave him a really good shave, and then you got them some discount glasses online, it's almost he's identical to that. And the thing is, one of his big things is that he's working on the Churchill Falls agreement with Quebec. So the good thing is he's going to give it a review. The bad thing is he's then going to turn it over to newbies to decide, are we going to go along with this or not? And for me, they canceled each other out because newbies are going to say, hey, we've been fucked over for the last 20, 30 years, so we're not signing shit. So basically, we're going to end up right back where we were. The last thing I wanted to talk about is I've heard a lot of comedians talk about newfie words and place names and stuff like that. One place name, though, got recently culled, just like it was an ostrich. It used to be the smallest community in Canada. Does anyone know where it is?
Oh,
it starts with a T.
Yes, it does. Notre Bay. Tiltco.
Yes.
Used to be the smallest, had four people, but it was an actual town,
yes.
Two couples. So the thing I wondered about is that must have been very confusing at the beginning when they made the transition. Earlier this year, they moved to a new place. So I was picturing, let's say, Tony Wakeham and his lovely wife, Patricia, like they were going to clear the place out. So she goes down for the last time, she wants to get Nan's bedspread, because that's important to get. So she goes down there and tries to get that. Tony gives her a call and asks her if he got there. She says, I'm nowhere. And he says, well, what do you mean? You didn't have trouble? She says, no, I'm nowhere. Because she knows, she's a stickler, the place not called Tiltcove anymore. And they get into a huge row over that. The end result is, because the women control everything, Ed ends up, or Ed.
Wow, you got me going on that one.
Tony ends up sleeping on the Lazy Boy for about a week. But he can't last. He loves his wife. So one night, his cove is a little tilted up himself. He goes up to the bedroom. She's in there in the bed, lolling around because she's got the full bed. And she looks, and she wakes up like that. And there's Tony standing there with his cove tilted up. And she says, Tony, what kind of fucking pervert are you? This is Nan's bedspread right here, for fuck's sake. Thank you.
Oh my God.
Wayne Jones, everybody. Cool. Yes.
Go
Wayne.
Getting up here and starting jokes is not an easy feat. Glad to have Wayne out. We need some new blood in the city.
Yeah, young blood, Wayne. Yeah. Goddamn.